Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. Number two, what is the second most important thing for us? The second most important thing for us is the law. The law revolves around taking responsibility for your actions, and that there are right actions and wrong actions, and that somebody who does something that is wrong must be punished for his crime. Now, the exact things that make up the law varies. It varies from sort of obvious things like murder and stealing, but there is a certain set of demands for a way of living. We have got the law, and the law allows us to function as a group, and the law is there for group benefit. And at the heart of this is the concept of taking responsibility for your actions. If you do wrong, you must be punished for it. If you killed somebody, then you must be punished for the murder. If you stole from somebody, you must be punished for that. So the people who operate within the law are rewarded. The law is there to protect people. It's there also to protect the weak from the strong to a certain degree. And the weak and the strong we're going to get to in other ways. But the law is there for group benefit. And the law is firmly enforced in white society. Of all the peoples that exist on the planet, nobody takes the law more seriously than us. And the law is also supposed to apply to people regardless of rank. So even if somebody who's very important goes and murders somebody, he should be punished just like everybody else. So the law is also tied to the truth. You have got other factors that weaken the law and that bring confusion to the law. For example, Christianity brings a lot of confusion to the law by bringing in concepts that are often emotional rather than logical, and it brings in concepts like forgiveness and love your enemy. And I will repeat, as I've said before, love your enemy is the worst advice in the history of the world. It is the dumbest thing that was ever said, and the only people who could have even conceived of it would have been your enemy. Only our enemies could have told us that we must love our enemies. It is the dumbest, most retarded concept ever laid down in writing. And in South Africa, this has sometimes gone to such extremes that you've had blacks who have murdered, sometimes even tortured and murdered white people, and I swear to God that there are whites who've gone in public and forgiven the murderers of their own family. I find it unthinkable. I find it unthinkable and beyond madness. How can you go and forgive the piece of shit that came and killed your mother, your father, your daughter, your son, your friend? How the hell can you do this? This is where Christianity brings emotional confusion into something that would otherwise be very straightforward. And another confusion of Christianity that it brings into this concept is the concept of forgiveness. I can accept that forgiveness has its place in the world. If somebody makes a genuine mistake, they genuinely were doing something that they thought was right and they made a mistake, we all do it. Yes, there is a place for forgiveness. But should forgiveness be extended to somebody who's deliberately malicious? And how far should you extend forgiveness? Can you forgive somebody who goes and blows away or slits the throat of somebody you loved? How can you say that that person wasn't aware of their actions? This is further confused by Jewish psychology, which brings all kinds of nonsense into legal things, where they come up with concepts like insanity and that you let a murderer off on the basis that he's insane. My view would be, if he's so insane that he can go and kill somebody tomorrow and he's not even aware he's doing something wrong, that's even more reason to go and execute him immediately. Yet the Jew has managed to make it and flip it completely on its head, where if you're insane, you then don't get to be executed. Total hogwash. This is complete garbage. Christians like to completely fool themselves into thinking that the law is based on the Ten Commandments, and that prior to the Ten Commandments, whites did not have the law. This is completely erroneous. The law in its highest forms was created by pagans. It's thousands of years old, and proper legal systems that had more logical consistency to them than the Ten Commandments existed thousands of years before the Ten Commandments even existed. Thousands of years ago, there were already writings and tablets with legal systems, proper, sophisticated legal systems, including judges and a court system that existed in civilizations that were run by white pagans. And even today, some of our best legal ideas come from the pagans, the white pagans. South Africa itself, the land of Christianity, we have Roman Dutch law. The Roman law comes from Romans who were mostly pagans until just the final century or two of their existence. But during all their time, their legal structure was a pagan legal structure. And we are benefiting from the works of the pagans. And if you go and you look at the Bible and you look at the Ten Commandments, you'll find that inside the Bible are several versions of the Ten Commandments, and they differ from each other. If there is one place where Christians totally fool themselves, it is the fake belief that the Ten Commandments is the basis for legal systems. That is complete and utter rubbish. Sophisticated written legal systems existed before the Ten Commandments existed before the Bible was even written. It's there, it's carved in stone, the evidence is there, it's existed for thousands of years. The Ten Commandments are actually a tiny, tiny little thing. They're a tiny and very poor representation of things that already existed and were much more sophisticated, more intellectual, more logical, more consistent. Christians totally lie to themselves about this thing called the Ten Commandments and its apparent contribution to white society. It's total propaganda. It's Christian propaganda of the highest order. These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.